Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry.
And we're here to ensure your success. Welcome to Success Saturday. Get ready for 15 minutes of fun where we provide a little education, a little motivation, and 100% of inspiration. This is the place where you rekindle your romance with success. Hey, we're talking goals here. Remember, we can do anything. We just can't do everything. Look at that crowd, Jerry.
Wowzer! Kind of feel like I'm at the state fair.
Well, Jerry, you are on a stick.
Funny guy, that Tom Pierce. Funny guy!
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, today's show is sponsored by the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency.
Your Fierce choice for insurance.
And our show today is entitled, From Small Parts Come Big Rockets. Hey, this show is the perfect way to end your week.
And it's the perfect way to start your weekend.
Right you are, Jerry. And how about we start today's show with a little lemon drop?
Sounds inspirational to me.
Today's lemon drop, big goal setters and big goal hitters are weekly goal setters and weekly goal hitters.
I like that one, Tom.
Me too, Jer. Big goal setters and big goal hitters are weekly goal setters and weekly goal hitters. Hello, success friends. Hey, good morning. How is your grand obsession? Are you excited, motivated, ready to take on the world? Or does your battery need a bit of a charge? Has the world got you down? Either way, you are at the right place and it's the right time. Ensure your success every Saturday at 11:30 a.m. right here on Club 1220 KLBB. Success, friends, who motivates the motivator? Guess what? It had better be you.
Hey, Tom, I love those lemon drops. I listen to them every day, and I get one in my email, too.
Great reminder, Jerry. Success friends, go to our website, www.gps4success.com, and sign up for your daily lemon drops. These free daily motivators come directly into your email. You know, when I'm down getting beat up by the world, I read a few of these and I go from I can't to yes, I can. And success, friends, we have so much coming your way. We got a new apps, a new website, blogs, webinars. We've got a success bonanza, a success buffet coming your way. Thanks for that reminder, Jerry.
No problem, Tom.
Hey, Jerry, we are talking From Small Parts Come Big Rockets this week. Have you got any thoughts on this topic?
Well, Tom, you know, I remember when I was just a twig in your imagination.
Ah, yes, Jerry. From small acorns, giant oaks do grow. But seriously, do you have any goals in your life?
Well, I think my main goal in life is to have a mind as smart as your mouth.
Ouch, Jerry. Ouch. I think the crowd kind of liked that one too, Jerry. I'm not too sure. But hey, Jerry, you're just too much. But you know, speaking of smart, let me introduce our producer today. He's a giant in the radio world, a great voiceover man, and just a heck of a model American citizen. Hello, Bobby J.
Well, hey, guys. Great to be here.
Oh, we're loving having you produce our show. Bobby, do such a fabulous job.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And I know you're a fan of the lemon drops. Did any stand out with you this week?
Oh, yes. There's a couple of them. Let me tell you about the one that I really like. And it goes something like this. It says, a great attitude don't leave home without it.
I love it. Isn't that the truth,
yeah,
too?
A great attitude. Don't leave home without one.
And, you know, Bob, we get to listen to you and Stan every weekday here on Club KLBB 1220 from 12 to 2.
That's right. Every day, Monday through Friday, we're here taking song requests. It's a lot of fun. It's a really popular show.
It's a great show, Bob. And, you know, you and Stan are the living embodiment of that lemon drop.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, they are,
that,
Jerry. Yeah. They definitely are. Always a good time. But hey, success friends, as we said earlier, go to GPS4success.com and sign up for your free daily lemon drop. Get inspired on a daily basis. Allow the inspiration to melt in your mind the whole day long. But hey, let's get on with our success tool of the day. Our success tool is From Small Parts Come Big Rockets. And, you know, on May 25th, 1961, President John Kennedy stood before Congress and said the following: "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth." You know, on July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong uttered his famous words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." And 4 days later, he was home, completing that goal set so many years before.
Hey, Tom, please tell us more after we listen to this.
Okay, Jerry, we'll be right back to talk about this amazing subject.
And I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet.
Like Welcome back, success friends. Hey, Jerry.
I'll be glad I got them.
Jerry, can you grab those phones? Some of our success friends are trying to save some money on their home and auto insurance.
I got them, Tom.
And success friends, I have a new challenge for you. Follow me on Snapchat at Tommy Fierst. It is a success bonanza. Also followed Lemon Drops on Instagram and now at Tommy Fierst. But hey, I want to say hats off to Brad of Coon Rapids and John of Lindstrom, Minnesota. Thanks for taking the KLBB challenge. An autographed picture of Tom and Jerry is on the way to these fine folks and anybody else that takes the challenge. Hey, but you know what that means? It is now time for our success quote of the day. And our first success quote of the day comes from Confucius. He says, "A common man marvels at uncommon things. A wise man marvels at the commonplace." Interesting, huh? Hey, our second success quote of the day, Jerry.
I've got one. "Nothing is particularly hard if you divide it into small jobs." And that comes from Henry Ford.
And I think Henry understood that very well about breaking things down, didn't he?
He sure did.
Our third quote comes from Mark Twain, who said, "The secret of getting ahead is getting started." The secret to getting started is breaking your complex, overwhelming tasks into a small, manageable tasks, and then starting on the first one. So, hey, let's get started and talk more about From Small Parts Come Big Rockets. And let me repeat what I said earlier. On May 25th, 1961, President John Kennedy stood before Congress and said the following: "I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth." On July 20th, 1969, Neil Armstrong uttered his famous words, "One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind." And 4 days later, he was home to complete the goal. Think about that. A goal that was set 9 years earlier that required immense manpower, money, and teamwork to achieve, and it actually worked. The man that made the goal wasn't alive to see it completed, but what he put into motion couldn't be stopped until the goal was reached. And understand, putting a man on the moon was the grand obsession. The smaller goals are what made it work. Build a rocket, orbit the Earth, orbit the moon. Each item was needed to get the grand obsession of putting a man on the moon to completion. Isn't it amazing what we can do if we break things down to size? Success, friends, let me say it to you in a different way. Whenever I get a chance to ask an athlete a question, I always ask them about goals. Invariably, they will shy away from the big goal of winning the World Series or Super Bowl. They understand that every other player, just like them, would like to be world champions. You know, that's kind of their grand obsession. Most will tell you that they don't necessarily set goals. But what I have found is that they do have goals, and it has to do with every day. Every successful athlete has a daily routine. They understand if they have the best today that they can achieve, then everything else will take care of itself. Every Minnesotan remembers Kirby Puckett telling us, "I just do the best I can." You know, Jim Marshall told us on this show that his grandfather told him, no matter what he does, even if it is in a spitting contest, be the best spitter you can be. And success, friends, when athletes tell you they are doing the best they can do, it is not an apology. Win, lose, or draw, they lay it on the line and they do it every day. Do you want to achieve a goal? Understand what today means. Today is the heart and soul of goal setting. Today is how our mind operates. Sure, we need a clear endpoint. Yes, we need to write down our goals, and you know we need a deadline. We need to look at our goals many times a day. But the fact of the matter is, if we put off till tomorrow that which we could do today, we won't reach our goal. Hey, we'll be right back after this ad to finish up. Thanks, success friends.
Writing myself a letter, and I'm gonna make believe it came from you.
I'm Tom Fierst.
And I'm Geriatrics.
Inviting you to take the KLBB Challenge. Call the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, and if we can't save you money on your auto and home insurance, we'll give you $25.
Wowzers! So, Tom, they either get better rates or they get $25.
That's right, Jerry. And we provide superior coverage with preferred service.
I don't know how you do it. I just know you do. 651-738-0107.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them.
Hey, we are back, success friend.
I'm on the phones, Tom.
Thanks, Jerry. Hey, success friend, you know, I don't think I could make a goal of landing a man on the moon. Wow. But Kennedy truly believed it could be done. Kirby Puckett believed he could get to the big leagues. And for me, I first had to learn to achieve. I first had to learn how to understand that belief was an ability, a skill that could be taught and a skill that could be learned. When I learned to believe in me, I learned I could achieve anything I wanted. Success, friends, I don't care if you're 9 or 90, you can get what you want. At least that's how I see it. Until next Saturday, bye!
Hey!
I'll leave a son in my heaven on earth with the good Lord's grace. Gonna build me a mountain.